All right. Next question we're going to do is going to be Susan, SUSANHINTZ, 12/17/25. Ms. Hintz was seen for face-to-face evaluation today, period. This face-to-face evaluation will be shared with the hospice medical director, period. Patient is currently in her fourth benefit period, period extending from 11/16/2025 to 1/14/2026, period. Susan is a 70-year-old woman currently on hospice with history of Alzheimer's dementia, period. Patient's caretaker tells me that she's definitely eating less. She's losing weight. She's eating about 20 to 30% of her meals. She has symptoms of protein calorie malnutrition, dementia, age-related physical debility, hypertension, depression, and anxiety, period. Patient's still maintaining O2 side of 94% on room air with a blood pressure of 110 over 68, period. Patient's functional decline has resulted in FAST score of 7B, period. Patient has a PPS score of 40%, period. Patient is only oriented to person at this time as it's reflected in the PPS score, period. Patient's quite debilitated, has lost weight, requires turning every 2 hours, period. She's definitely bowel and bladder incontinent, ADL dependent, 6 out of 6, period. Given natural progression of her disease, she most likely has less than 6 months to live, period. By the way, the FAST score of 7B, and then boy, is a decline in her condition from 7A previously, period. Her MAC is at 17 centimeters, consistent with weight loss, consistent with her hospice diagnosis, period. Given natural progression of her disease, she most likely has less than 6 months to live, continues to be hospice appropriate for care at home, period. Also in there, put down her weakness has also resulted in bouts of coughing and aspiration during feeding, which needs to be taken seriously because it can result in pneumonia and death. This was discussed with the caretaker as well. By the way, patient is now sleeping at least 14 to 16 hours a day and appears very frail. Her decreased turgor on the exam today is consistent with protein, calorie, malnutrition, and decreased appetite and intake. Given natural progression of her disease, she most likely has less than 6 months to live. Thank you.